your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch a
grievous tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. It's a link to your instructors on the website. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be learning about hunting wild animals, processing deer with Ken Hurley. He's our USAprepares.com newest meetup instructor. Tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. We're going to learn about hunting and processing deer. That ought to be a great, great meetup seminar. You know, today in the broadcast classroom is Lisa Bedford. She's the author of Survival Mom. And there's a link to Lisa Bedford, page one, under instructors on the website. Lisa first began the Survival Mom blog in June of 2009. And currently her blog receives over 100,000 visitors each month. Her book, Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Emergencies and Worst-Case Scenarios, is currently available online and in bookstores such as Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, Books A Million, and you can get one at in Springfield, Missouri at ABC Books on North Glenstone. I've got my copy in the studio, 323 pages. The list price is $19.99, but you can get it discounted. I've seen it for about even less than $15 on the Internet. Lisa's been featured in Newsweek, The Today Show, Glenn Beck, CBS, Fox. The list goes on and on. And she's a USAprepares.com senior instructor. She's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, November 3rd and 4th. Welcome, Lisa Bedford.
Thanks, Benny.
You know, it's always fun having you in the classroom with me. And Lisa, you didn't always start out as a survival mom. It's you turned out to be a survival mom. What was it that happened?
Well, you know what? Before I answer that question, Benny, I noticed you introduced me as a senior instructor. So somewhere along the line, I got a promotion. I'm going to have to tell my husband I got a promotion. That's awesome.
Well, not only that, Lisa, I don't know if you got an email. I just sent it to you just before the broadcast, and there's a poster. Maybe during the break, or if you haven't seen it, maybe during the break, you ought to check it out. There's a poster that talks about the speakers and instructors at the expo. And, yeah, you're right there. Oh, boy. Center stage, right on the poster. So.
I can't wait. I'll have to print it out and put it up in my house so my family can give me the proper respect.
I need to get a copy for the studio autographed by you. So,
love it.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, yes, you have been promoted. You are a senior instructor. And so how did this happen, Lisa? How did you become the survival mom?
Yeah, I think any mom can become a survival mom. It really just takes awareness. And that's where it started with me probably about 4 years ago. Just started looking around at the economy and getting the feeling that this time was different because we saw the types of people who were losing their homes and losing jobs for long periods of time that were like the pillars of our community. You know, they were rock solid people. They weren't, you know, people who had made disastrous decisions in their lifetime. They were people just like us. And so I decided that I would just get better informed about what it took to be proactive, because I grew up in the suburbs. I'm a city girl, and I don't apologize for that. That's just the way it is. And I knew nothing of food storage. It never even occurred to me. you know, to have extra food set aside for whatever reason. So I started doing my research, and, you know, it was just a matter of taking that research and then starting to apply it a little bit at a time. And, you know, my husband would come home and I would have, you know, listed things that we wanted to put, let's say, in a safe or a strong box, or things I wanted to, documents I wanted to pull together in case there was an emergency. And then one night I talked him into going with me to the grocery store and filling up a couple of grocery carts with food. And so that we started very, very simply, very basic, but it's something anyone can do.
Well, you're absolutely right. But it is a lifestyle, and once you start, you can continue. But it takes some time, it takes energy, it takes some money, and it takes the willpower. And I got to tell you, Lisa, we teach seminars every Friday night, and we have even more than every Friday night. Sometimes we have two seminars on a Friday night. Sometimes we have multiple seminars during the week. You know, at a restaurant, we take over this restaurant, Ziggy's, and in Springfield, Missouri. And we have really, I swear, they're great seminars. For example, how to negotiate for your life. We talk about inflation. We talk about gold. We talk about silver. We talk about food. We talk about storing food, building buckets of food. But I think that for some people that have come to the meetups over and over, it's a fad. And for others, they're very, very serious about it. But I really don't think that more than 1% of us are really, truly prepared for something serious like an EMP, like a solar storm, like a grid collapse, or even being without power for something as simple as 1 month, meaning no gasoline, no diesel fuel, the trucks stop running, the cash registers don't work. So I wish more people would really understand what we're saying, but I don't know how to get the message out even farther. I mean, you're doing a great job. You've got your books. You've got 100,000 people visiting your website. We're really trying, but there's some that we're missing. I wish we could get to them. I don't know how. But
I think it's a small step, Benny. Just recently, and I wish I could remember what it was that I did, I had just been, you know, thinking about, oh, I need to take this step to be prepared. And then I just did it. So I think sometimes people look at the vast amount of things that they might want to do to be prepared, or they hear about in their, you know, their reading or their research or from, you know, people like you, and it may seem overwhelming. But if you just do one small thing, and so recently I knew that I had not stocked up on enough oil, for example, and you don't want to buy just any oil. And so I knew that I wanted coconut oil. I found it on sale, and I just bought 2 gallons. And just something simple like that. And then I saw a farmer who was selling organic honey. And I've been, you know, thinking, yeah, I've got to buy that honey. And I just, you know, I bought a gallon. And so sometimes the expense can be a factor, in which case, sign up for a free class. You know, my husband and I are taking free ham radio classes starting this weekend. And so it's a matter of just picking just one thing and just doing it. I mean, it's like anything, you know, we can talk about going on a diet, we can talk about getting in shape, but it comes down to the day where we say, I'm just going to do it, and then, you know, we jump in and discover, hey, it wasn't that hard.
I found, you were talking about honey, and that's one of the things I'd like to talk about during this broadcast, and you talked about just doing it, making it happen. What I decided to do is I found some honey that I really liked, local honey, and so I found a farmer that had it. And I asked him to bring me 10 cases. So there's 12 quarts, 12 44-ounce jars in a case. So I bought 10 cases, and I'm going to bring it to the expo and make it available at $10 a jar for local honey. Unheard of price, but that's what we need to do to get the message out. I eat honey every day, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Norman Shealy recommends that. Lisa, why don't we start with some of the things that you recommend we store on our food storage list. Let's pick 10 items that you think would be great for us to start storing right now. We'll talk about why and maybe even how to store them.
Okay. A lot of times you hear survivalists talk about beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, and beans are on my list, but there are other foods that I kind of have zeroed in on as my own top 10 because it's really hard to stock up on too much of these. and they all have long shelf lives. And depending on the food, that shelf life could be 20 or 30 years, or it could be just, you know, several years, depending on how things are stored. So before I get into that list, let me just touch on the six enemies of food, because no matter what you store and no matter where you store it, you need to do your very best to protect it from these six enemies. Number one is heat. That is a huge factor. Heat will deteriorate food quicker than just about anything else. So when a company says that this food lasts for 25 years or this food lasts for 10 years, they're talking about that food being stored at 70 degrees Fahrenheit and having that temperature stable. Well, most of us in our homes have a really hard time keeping a stable temperature because of, you know, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's very hot outside, it's cold, you know, we want to keep our electric bills down. But heat is a big factor. So you need to store food in the coolest place that you can. Number two is humidity. And humidity can deteriorate cans. It can deteriorate the packaging. And some people who live in humid places actually bring in a dehumidifier for the main area where they have their food stored. Number three is light. That's an easy one to solve. Put, you know, something on your window so light doesn't get through. If you have clear jars, just store them in cardboard boxes or plastic bins with a lid. Number three is oxygen. A lot of foods that you buy from, let's say, survival food companies, food storage companies, they will have oxygen absorbers in them. So you want to protect your food from oxygen because oxygen will deteriorate the food as well. And you can do that easily by buying your own oxygen absorbers available on Amazon.com. You know, very reasonable prices. You can use a couple of other different methods. For most people, the absorbers are the easiest. Number five is pests. So some parts of the country, you know, here in the Phoenix area, not even bugs really want to be here in the summer. So pests aren't a huge issue for me, but you would be surprised what a really determined mouse can do if given enough time. They can chew through those plastic buckets. So you want to protect your food from that. And the last factor is something that the only way to protect your food from is just by rotating it, and that is the enemy of time. Time will eventually deteriorate food. And when we talk about deterioration, we're talking about it affects the flavor of the food, the texture, the appearance, and also the nutrients.
Lisa Bedford's with us, and I don't think anyone has heard it more concisely, more accurately, more succinctly than the six enemies of food as she's just presented it. We're going to learn how to store foods in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've only got some of the controls. Alex has most of them. Lisa Bedford's with us, and she's the survival mom. And she just gave us a brilliant list, a recap of food enemies. And number one was heat. Number two was humidity. Three was light. Four was oxygen. Five was pests. And six was time. And Lisa, when you said heat at 70 degrees was the ideal temperature, it's very important what you said about a stable temperature, because heating, cooling, as if summer to winter, the changing temperature in your home when you're away from home at work, let's say, and you come home and either make the house cooler or warmer, depending on where you live, to save energy. Yes, that does shorten the life of food. No question about it. That was a great, great lesson that you gave us in about 5 minutes. Let's start with the items on your list. So what should we store?
Okay, I have wheat on the list because it's so versatile and it's so long-lasting. So when you store wheat, and I teach a whole class on wheat, so I'll make this portion short. But the nice thing about wheat is that you can sprout it, you can grow wheatgrass, you can cook wheat. It makes something like a hot cereal, and you can put brown sugar or honey on it, and it's delicious. You can also put those cooked wheat berries, is usually what they're called when they've been cooked. You can put those in different kinds of recipes as an added grain. So very versatile, and also it has a long shelf life. When you buy flour and stock up on flour, flour has a shelf life of a year or so before it starts to taste not quite right. When you grind wheat, you get fresh flour that you can use right away. It's full of nutrients, and you really can just then grind just what you need as you need it. So that is one that's definitely on my top 10.
Okay, I can tell you this, that Mrs. Finelli has bucketized wheat. And so she has long-term storage wheat. She put it in 5-gallon buckets, drove the oxygen out with nitrogen, has a grinder, and she bakes bread every day, a couple loaves every day. And it's great. We don't buy bread in the food store. Wouldn't even think of it.
Okay. You're a lucky man. I'll tell you, I don't trust myself around homemade bread very often. Because homemade bread, some honey and butter, and, you know, I'm history, and so is that loaf of bread. But that is, and the nice thing about wheat is you can use it then to make all different kinds of bread. So you can use it to make tortillas and crackers and flatbread, pizza crust. I mean, there's so many different ways. We probably don't even realize how much we consume wheat. If you're allergic to wheat, you can start looking at other grains, but wheat tends to be a staple, and you can buy it pretty inexpensively, and even if you don't want to eat wheat or you don't see your family eating much wheat, still, because it's inexpensive, I would go ahead and buy it and just, you know, see it as something, hey, I could sell, you know, 1 or 2 pound packages of wheat and exchange those in a barter system or sell those because it is inexpensive and the price of wheat has been going up.
Yeah, Lisa Bedford, I was on the broadcast classroom with Dr. Norman Shealy. He's on with us, and you'll get a chance to meet him at the expo. He's a brilliant physician, medical doctor, PhD, Indian medicine man. He's really, really brilliant. And I asked him, what happened with wheat? What's this reaction that so many of us are having? And he said it's the additives in the wheat. It's really not the wheat per se. Other than genetically modified wheat, it's the additives to make bread rise so quickly. Whereas when we bake bread the hard, old-fashioned way, and we just it takes 24 hours to rise, that generally doesn't produce the problems that you see with most people that are allergic to gluten. So I just wanted to share that. Yeah, I agree with the wheat, no question about it.
Well, my second item on my list is another grain, and that's rice. And rice has a phenomenal shelf life, but it's also very versatile. I mean, if you look at all of the different countries and cultures around the world that have rice as a staple, you know, rice as it's cooked in Thailand is not it's the same rice, although there are different varieties. But, you know, when I make Spanish rice at my house, I mean, there's so many different things. And then there's red beans in rice. So many cultures have different flavors and forms of rice dishes.
So we're up to item number 2 on Lisa Bedford's food storage list. I'm Vincent Finelli. Lisa Bedford, you get a chance to see her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. Lisa and I will be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
During the break, I was looking at USAPrepares.com, the website, and there's a post that says Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, 2012. It says tickets on sale, $8 for 1 day, $15 for the full weekend. It talks about what's happening at the expo. 73 seminars, about 102 exhibits. If you're interested in reading a summary of what's going to happen at the Get Prepared Expo, you can go to USAPrepares.com. And there's a post right there. Then above that, the number one post on page one is the Survival Mom. USA Prepares instructor Lisa Bedford, free online webinars. And Lisa, you've got a couple webinars or internet seminars coming up Sunday and Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I do. I love these. My background is almost 100%. In education and training. And so I love the chance to teach these. But for the next three webinars, I actually have guest teachers, trainers. So the one that's coming up on Sunday at 3 Central is with a man, Darren Craddock, who is the product developer for Inner Health Botanicals. And he's going to be talking about increasing nutrient density foods in your food storage. It's not about just, you know, piling in, you know, junk foods and you have a big mountain of junk foods. That's not really going to be what your body needs in a time of crisis. This coming Thursday, Mike Phillips, who is in season 2 of Top Shot, he's going to be with us at 8 p.m. Central talking about firearm selection and training and answering your questions. And then finally, next Tuesday, the 23rd of October, again at 8 p.m. Central, I have Rob Hanna, who has done extensive research and in EMP, electromagnetic pulse. He has experimented with Faraday cages, the 3 excellent classes. And you can always find out about my webinar schedule by clicking the big red button at the top of my blog. You can't miss it.
Okay, so class, you can go to thesurvivalmom.com. And there's a big red button at the top of page 1. You can click on that. That'll take you to the schedule. Or you can go to usapreparers.com, and there's a post on page 1 that'll take you right to the schedule. And thesurvivalmom.com, Lisa Bedford. Great, great information, Lisa. I really encourage all of our class to participate if your schedule allows. Okay, so we've talked about wheat. We've talked about rice. Do you want to continue with rice, or do you want to go on to item number 3?
No, actually, I have a couple that I could kind of combine because they're self-explanatory. Okay. One is dried milk, versatile for recipes. You can even make your own yogurt out of dried milk. One is salt. I recommend buying just salt in bulk. It's very inexpensive. It has a very long shelf life. You can use it for pickling and canning and even salting meat and salting fish. For you know, for storage and preservation. Another one is beans. Beans, again, a staple for survivalists. But do some research, because some beans are particularly high in some very desirable nutrients. And surprisingly, the lowly white bean really is, it packs a huge nutritional punch. Plan ahead. If you think that someone in your family or you yourself or, you know, maybe a relative who may be joining you at some point in a crisis may have young children or they may be pregnant, take a look at beans that are high in folic acid, because some do a better job in that department than others. Another one really quick is peanut butter. And I put peanut butter on the list because it is so nutrient dense. It has a long shelf life. It's ideal for putting in an emergency pack, a 72-hour kit, because really, if you open a jar of peanut butter and all you have is just your finger, you know, you can get enough tablespoons of peanut butter in you to give you some energy. It's a really stick-to-your-rib treat. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah, Lisa, Dr. Shealy, Dr. Norman Shealy, would absolutely agree with you on peanut butter. He loves peanut butter. He has lots of recipes for peanut butter. He's 80 years old, and he is the healthiest guy I've ever seen. Yesterday, I was in the studio with me, and he gave me a bear hug. I didn't think I would recover. he's very, very strong. So, yeah, and he's going to agree with a lot of what you're saying. I had a question about salt. You talk about buying salt in bulk. How much would you recommend that family store? Because it's about 35 cents a pound in most places. So it's really inexpensive, you know, about 3 pounds for a dollar. How much would you recommend we store? And do you have any storing suggestions for that, how to do it?
Well, really, the main thing to be concerned about when it comes to salt is just moisture. So if you can store salt in containers that are devoid of moisture, it will last for years. I like the idea of storing different kinds of salt. So you might, if you are into pickling, you know, have a good amount, maybe a few pounds of pickling salt. You go through that pretty quickly. We love kosher salt around our house. So I have kosher salt and sea salt, iodized salt for the iodine, just that's regular table salt. So I would recommend, gosh, I would say that if you have 5 to 10 pounds of salt, it stores, I mean, it's a small container that stores so easily, there's no reason to not stock up on it. In fact, all the foods on this list are items that I don't think you can go wrong in storing just a bunch of it. So when I find something that's on sale, for example, maybe salt, I found that I can buy salt in large quantities. I just, a store that I go to, they have sea salt in a bucket. I just, or barrel, excuse me, I just scoop it out. So if you find any foods on this list that we're talking about today and they're a good price, just buy them, because you can't go wrong. even if it comes down to, you know, neighbors, in need, and you're sitting there on 200, you know, pounds of, you know, navy beef or something, I mean, certainly there's enough to share.
You're absolutely right. And, Lisa, what some of our class can do if they go to those supermarkets where they have those bags on rolls where you get your vegetables, yeah, and you can just unroll a few extra bags and bring them home, and you can put 1 pound box of salt in one of those, tie it off, you know, get most of the air out, and that will help your salt last a lot longer and help keep it from becoming a block of salt from too much moisture entering it.
Also,
so that's just one little thing. It's free.
And canning jars, because you can buy, if you have canning jars with lids, and you can buy Food Saver vacuum packing systems or a similar brand on Craigslist. They're there all the time. And all you need is the tube attachment that comes with Food Savers when you get them new. And you need something called a jar attachment. And it's the plastic round device that actually sits over the top of a canning jar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push the button on your Food Saver, it will suck out the air in that jar. And that's another way to preserve not only salt, but a lot of other foods that you want to, you know, protect. For example, coffee beans and M&M's. You know, we can't can M&M's or Hershey Kisses, but what you can do is put them in canning jars and use this jar attachment by Food Saver, suck out the oxygen, and that food will last for years.
Great, great suggestion.
Moving on. I have another easy category, and that is pasta. Pasta does not have a shelf life of beans and wheat. However, I look at foods like rice and pasta and beans as meal stretchers. And my mom and grandma used to talk about meal stretchers. You can make a soup, and you can throw in an extra cup of rice, or you can throw in extra beans, and there you have enough food now for two or three or four more people. So pasta serves as a meal stretcher. If you can you buy the whole wheat pasta, if you can buy it at a good enough price, that's an even better decision. But a variety of different pastas in different shapes and sizes, just add variety. And one of the goals of food storage is to avoid food fatigue. So by stocking up on ingredients, if you'll notice, nowhere on my list do I have anything like freeze-dried entrees, like a lot of the big food storage companies sell. Those are okay, and they have their place. But when you have individual ingredients, you can do so much with them that, you know, getting tired of eating the same old, you know, chicken teriyaki, you know, freeze-dried meal after meal after meal isn't going to be an issue. So pasta is a great addition, as are tomatoes. And I single tomatoes out specifically from other produce because tomatoes are so versatile. I mean, where would Italian and Mexican restaurants and recipes be without tomatoes? So you can dehydrate your own tomatoes. Tomatoes grow so easily. It's all different varieties. And they're easy to can, one of the simplest foods to can on your own, super easy to home dehydrate. And I just recommend us stocking up on different kinds of tomato products. And when it comes to produce, I have that as a really broad category on my list because it really depends on what your family likes, eats, what you can grow, and what you can buy. But produce, by all means, should be a big portion of your overall food storage.
You know, you're talking about tomatoes, and you're talking about Italian and Mexican families. I don't think we go 2 days without eating tomatoes. I don't think it's possible.
Exactly.
and you know, what we do is when it's on sale, we buy cases and cases. Did I say cases? And cases of tomato spaghetti sauce in those jars. And it literally keeps 4 and 5 years. No question. It really does. And the jars have the lids that have the gaskets built into them, and you can reuse those jars for so many things, like popcorn and salt and sugar and everything you can think of. So, yeah, it's not just the tomato sauce that you can get for $1.19 or $1.29. It's on sale. It's the jars that are so valuable, and keep those jars also. So I'm with you. And how long have you been able to keep pasta outside of a long-term storage container? I mean, just keep it cool and dry. Well, have you experimented with keeping that for about 4 or 5 years?
I do have pasta that I've had for 4 or 5 years. And the only thing I found with old pasta, sometimes it begins to lose, not really its texture, but it just becomes a little more brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And like any food over time, it will lose its nutritional value. But mm-hmm. with pasta, we go through pasta pretty quickly at our house. So, you know, the odds of me ending up with pasta, you know, 10 or 20 years old are pretty slim around here. But again, if you store it in a dark location, cool location, you protect it from humidity and pests, you're just lengthening the shelf life of that food in its perfect.
Yep. Back to the six enemies of food that Lisa Bedford was talking about. Heat, humidity, light, oxygen, pests, and time. Lisa Bedford's going to be back with us, the Survival Mom. You're going to get a chance to hear her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri. Lisa and I will be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Survival Mom, Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com. Lisa, I could have sworn I heard your name in the Get Prepared Expo announcement.
I heard it too.
I'm really excited about that event. Yeah, we are really excited about the event. Meet up tonight, class, Ziggy's, 5:30, right after the afternoon broadcast. By the way, Mike Ma is in town. He's up from Central America. He drove through Mexico. He's at the farm right now, and he and I will be in the broadcast studio this afternoon, and we'll both be at the meetup tonight. That's Mike Ma. Lisa, you're going to get a real charge out of Mike Ma. He, oh, man, he gets in more trouble, and he gets out of it all, and he teaches us how to do it. He's a SWAT team instructor. Lisa, what about... what about oils?
Mm-hmm. You know what? If unless you really enjoy boiled food, you're going to want to have oil somewhere in your storage pantry. The problem is that oils are the one food on my list that does not have a very long shelf life. And so a couple of ways to get around that. Number one is to buy stock up on oils that just naturally have a longer shelf life. Things like coconut oil, olive oil has a longer shelf life than your vegetable oils or canola oils. So I would recommend that. Secondly, if you can, you can actually chill these in a refrigerator or even freeze oil so they'll last longer. If you buy oil in smaller containers, you can rotate through them more quickly. You know, so it might take, you know, a family, you know, 6 months to get through a gallon of olive oil. But if you buy them in smaller containers, you can rotate them through more quickly. And, again, just protect oil. Oil comes in those clear bottles. So if you are stocking up on oil, you know, store it in plastic buckets or bins or cargo boxes just to protect it from light. But you definitely want to have a supply of oil. If you have purchased freeze-dried or dehydrated food, and I do recommend that, they do not contain oil. And so if you've ever gone on a low-fat diet, you know what it does to your skin, your hair. You really need, your body needs oil. And so if you can stock up on it, rotate through, stock up on a healthy oil with longer shelf life, I think you'll be okay with that. Another option is to store shortening. And shortening, of course, when it's melted, will, you know, act the same as oil in your recipes and in frying. The problem is that shortening nowadays does not come in true metal containers. Generally, when you buy it at the grocery store, it comes in foil or some kind of a mutant foil slash cardboard material. In that case, you'll want to scoop the shortening out, put it in a canning jar, and use that jar sealer attachment that I mentioned earlier to suck out the oxygen, and that will help it from becoming rancid.
Lisa, how does one tell when oil is rancid?
That's interesting, because oil can actually become rancid before it smells rancid. And I would say that, well, number one is just the smell. You can still use rancid oil, for example, in making your own homemade oil lamp. But the flavor of it and rancid oil is actually not healthy for the cells of your body. I would just say be sure to mark the dates on your containers of oil. And, again, protect them from those enemies of food storage. But just keep an eye on the dates. And once oil hits, 9 months, in your pantry, then you need to start using it.
Well, I can tell you, when I've experimented with some oils, the typical oils that come in these clear plastic bottles, I put them in a constant temperature room, 63 degrees or so. It might vary 1 or 2 degrees over the period of a year. Absolute darkness with the cap screwed on, and I cannot tell the difference in 5-year-old oil versus fresh oil. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the constant temperature?
I think that helps a lot. I think the cooler, the better. When it comes to food storage, the general rule is the cooler, the better. If you're storing food at 50 degrees, that's better than 70.
Lisa Bedford's been with us. She's going to be back again and again, and you're going to get a chance to hear her seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Link to Lisa Bedford on the website, usapreparers.com, or you can go directly to her website, thesurvivalmom.com, thesurvivalmom.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Lisa Bedford, thank you so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And please visit USA Preparers for the schedule for Lisa's webinars.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.